Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online, of course, at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. You're not interested in going to college? Our next guest says, right on. We'll talk to him very shortly, but first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Israel announced that it will ease some travel restrictions on Palestinians in the West Bank. That after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with top Israeli and Palestinian officials in Jerusalem yesterday. Here's NPR's Ivan Watson.
Rice concluded her most recent visit to Jerusalem with a pledge from Israel that it will remove 50 travel barriers and one permanent roadblock from the West Bank. There are more than 500 such obstacles scattered around the occupied territory. The number of Israeli roadblocks has increased since the Bush administration hosted Middle East peace talks in Annapolis last year. Rice says this time the U.S. will have to monitor and verify whether the obstacles will actually be removed. An Israeli government spokesman warned that removing the travel barriers is a security risk that could lead to more attacks on Israel. Palestinian officials say making freedom of movement in the occupied territories is essential for, quote, easing the suffering of the Palestinian people.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting. The coroner who's leading an inquest into the death of Princess Diana says there's no evidence that the British Secret Service or any other government agency had anything to do with the princess's death. Lord Justice Scott Baker told jurors they had the option to decide whether gross negligence by the driver or the paparazzi following the car crash caused the accident which killed Diana and her boyfriend Dodi Fayed. Dodi's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, had accused the British government of having a hand in the accident. More than 240 witnesses have given evidence since the inquest began last October. And amid high security, the Olympic torch relay has been launched in Beijing. Here's NPR's Louisa Lim.
Smiling Tibetan dancers performed in Tiananmen Square, doing the highly choreographed welcoming ceremony attended by President Hu Jintao. The square had been sealed off on Sunday night in a sign of China's nervousness about possible protests. The Olympic Flames' 85,000-mile journey of harmony is expected to be a focus for demonstrations by Tibetan groups and rights activists. They've already disrupted the torch lighting ceremony in Greece and protested during the handover of the flame to Chinese officials. The most sensitive part of the journey will be through Tibet, which has been riven with anti-Chinese protests. On Sunday, Premier Wen Jiabao said China would restore dialogue with the Dalai Lama if he used his influence to stop violent unrest in Tibet.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. And after more than 60 years in business, Aloha Airlines is shutting down its passenger flight operations starting today. The airline filed for bankruptcy earlier this year amid tough competition and rising fuel prices. Hawaii Governor Linda Lingle says she's concerned about how the shutdown will affect the airline's nearly 2,000 employees. The state is asking a court to stop Aloha from ending its operations until it shows that it has no other options. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.